This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to talk to Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by Julian Gray Associates, SaveYourSettlement.com. Comprehensive strategies to manage their settlements or verdicts following life-altering events. And by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. All right, Jim Rutherford and Rick Tocchet agreed that it was best for the Vancouver Canucks to move on without Rick Tocchet. So that makes him a coaching free agent, the former Penguins player and assistant coach who helped them win Stanley Cups in 2016 and 2017, Tyler. In your opinion, is that the best way to go? Should the Penguins hire Rick Tocchet to be their next head coach?
I don't think Rick Tocchet's the guy for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think Rick's been around long enough. I think he's probably going to look for more of a veteran team that's not trying to rebuild, obviously, with him with Philadelphia. I can see him going to Philadelphia. Obviously, he's loved there. But when I think of the team, or when I think of the coach for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Kyle Dubas is very good at this, he's going to find a developmental coach, a guy that's willing to develop these guys into a playoff team. Not the core guys, the next generation of Pittsburgh Penguins. He's done it. You know, when you think of the Toronto Maple Leafs, they got a guy that came from the OHL to the AHL to the NHL with Sheldon Keefe. And then when you think of his assistant coaches, the guy in Washington, Cranberry, or what's his name?
Spencer Carberry.
Yes. Spencer Carberry. He was an assistant coach, but another guy that kind of was a diamond in the rough. And I think he was the guy that was probably going to take over for Sheldon Keefe once his time was up. But I think Kyle Dubas is really going to find someone that's going to really be invested in developing these guys for the future. And I'm not sure if Rick Tocchet is that guy.
What about this? Since you said that and went in that direction with their next coach being a developmental guy, I keep naming this name, David Carl. He turned down the Blackhawks job. They were interested in him, the coach at U of Denver, TK. Everyone talks about him like he runs that program, like it's a pro team. That, like, to me, if I wanted to get a sign that the Penguins were serious about taking the long view and playing this like the long game, it would be, we're signing that guy to a long contract and telling him it's okay if the first year or two stinks. What do you think about a guy like that?
I think he'd be a great candidate. I think, obviously, you heard he already turned down the job in Chicago. And Chicago's, let's be honest, it's a mess. But what I think he's looking for is security. He wants a team that's going to sign him to a 4 or 5 year deal that understands it's going to be a long process, because that guy, I think he's a great coach. He develops, but he's got 3 kids and he's in such a great situation out in Denver that it's got to be a really sweet deal with security for him to move his family to a place like Pittsburgh. And I think that's a great candidate, but what is the Penguins willing to offer a guy like that? And is he willing to go to a team like Pittsburgh? Like, the selling point for Pittsburgh right now is Sidney Crosby, right? Their next generation is guys that still have to prove themselves. Their core guys are Hall of Famers, but he has to understand he gets a piece of those guys at the end of their career, and then he gets to kind of shape the team how he wants it. But again, that's a great candidate for them. I just don't know if he's going to move his team from such a great situation in Denver to come to Pittsburgh.
Tyler, in general, there's a couple other college coaches that have been thrown out there. How do you feel about that transition? A guy who's used to coaching 18, 19, 20-year-old college kids to coaching guys in their mid to late 30s like Eric Carlson and Chris Letang.
I think it'll be tough. I think it's tough because those guys have, you know, they demand respect. They have a presence to them. Everyone knows who those guys are. But what I like about a guy coming from college, coming from, you know, some other place, the AHL, is they're there to develop, but they're there also to prove themselves that they're a good coach. They're full of energy. They're like a young coach. It's like getting a young player in a dressing room. I think they bring life to a dressing room, those young guys. So I don't mind that. I actually like it because of that youthfulness, that excitement to be in the NHL, be a coach in the NHL. Some of these guys have been recycled in the NHL. They go to another team. It's like, you know, it's like another switch, you know, and it doesn't mean as much compared to a guy that gets that chance. So I'm all on board with getting a guy from college or the AHL.
Let me give you two more candidates exactly in that, one from college, one from the AHL. And I think these guys are different, TK, a little bit because they both played in the league. Jay Pandolfo, who's obviously BU's head coach right now, and then Marco Sturm, who is the Ontario Reign coach. That's the AHL affiliate of the Kings. Either of those guys kind of do anything for you? As far as, I know Pandolfo's 50, but they're both 50 or younger, so relatively young coaches still. In
you would have played against Pandolfo. Yeah. He was still hanging out in the league with New Jersey, Tyler.
Yeah, I played against him my last 2 years he was around. But yeah, I think both those guys, like, I don't know much about those guys' coaching philosophies or what their approach is. That would be those interviews that Kyle Dubas does with these guys was probably pretty in-depth of their future, what their thoughts are. And it's probably pretty crazy, especially for those guys. Like, hey, you know, when I played against Sid, he's not the same player he is now, and this is how I would treat him. This is how I would do it, you know. But again, both those guys are very well respected. They understand being in that room and how it feels winning, being on a rebuild. That's one thing about getting ex-players to coach, especially when they're working their way up. They understand the dynamic in the room. They understand those guys that have those big egos or those guys that are future Hall of Famers because they played with them. And, you know, again, Mike Sullivan, you know, unbelievable coach, great coach, but he worked himself up from the AHL to the NHL being an assistant coach, and then he finally got a shot. You know, so again, it just takes time for these guys, and those two guys would be another great two candidates that, you know, if I think about my three candidates, those three guys would be at the top of my list.
Tyler Kennedy, Penguins Stanley Cup champion, Penguins analyst, on their coaching search just getting underway. Thank you, TK.
Thanks, boys.